Yeah, if he could do it, he's pretty crazy. Man. Mm-hmm. Maybe a less crazy guy could do it too. More. Okay, this is tape two of December 23rd, 1992, Thursday evening. Right here. Mark and I having a great time talking about rhythm. And we're going to get an agenda for him, a practice schedule, that is. And get him out at a reasonable hour. Do you have to get up early for a...
I'm cruising.
Okay. The last thing we just touched on, in case the tape didn't catch it, was the folk 16ths, the third type of 16ths. It's an even horizontal thing. I'm calling it folk because that's the style I've heard it most, where the 16ths are still like the regular rock 16ths in that they're even, but there's a different texture of ripplingness. The rock thing is a hard edge, harder edge. These are rock 16ths. You'll hear the bass drums in rock 16ths at the strategic moments. You'll hear them go like this. They'll pound on the toms and sometimes the kick drum at the same time in between or whatever. Pretty massive, man. But I don't know. They just don't have that spark after a while for me. They sound so straight. You hear it right now as I'm doing it. You had bands... to speed it up. Bubblegum.
Right.
You got me dizzy and tunes like that, which is kind of cute in some way. But it's definitely a young, it sounds very like they're only 12-year-old kids playing it or something.
Right.
You know? It doesn't sound like Ray and the guys would ever play this field.
No, man. No.
It just doesn't.
Ted.
Okay, sorry.
Ray would go, Ted. Take it out back, good guy.
Yeah.
We love you, but you know.
You take it out back and get some education on the street and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
I'm afraid he would tell me that, and deservedly so, if that were all I were doing with it.
Yeah, you wouldn't be doing it. So
you had a review. We have the swing 16ths, which are just like jazz, except they're missing. You take that out and just make the bass player play.
Is that funk?
It came to be called funk. When I was first a kid, we still called it R&B. Actually, when you first heard it, the tempos were out here. That's when they show up. And it's just fragmented, like Rescue Me. Actually, Rescue Me is pretty much here. But it's... And Hold On, I'm Coming. Actually, it's in this key. It's a lot of 16th compared to what I'd done before. All the other grooves before were like... I'm speeding that up too far. I'm in the wrong key.
Right.
There's no 16ths in Knock on Wood, man. That's a straight groove. But some of you...
Do you think so? With our study here, I should pretty much almost go home and put on like my Stax album or my Atlantic album
and
or any American type music.
To each one you love and say, what is this song?
That?
And categorize.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, man.
Cool, dude.
I've been doing
it
for a while and it's very much fun and instructive.
So that's what I mean. So I could sit there and go, oh, and so when somebody picks up an axe at a music store, say, oh, yeah, that's Rock 16. It's just, you know.
In an ideal world, if your goal was achieving great things as well as grooving, the best fun you could ever have would also be instructive.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And, I mean, highly instructive, not like you can learn from everything, even if you end up in a ditch. You know. This would be an very good example of that, you know, because you're going to have fun doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, next thing is... We have the swing, we have the rock 16ths, we have the folk 16ths, and we have the special Mississippi 16ths, which is category number 6 before we get back to number 5, and that's Bo Diddley.
Oh, Bo, okay.
When you hear the Bo thing, his own feel is actually easily perceived as a form of 16ths.
Yep.
Because you can tap here so readily, and
Yep.
One end. It's the rhythmic figures, because if it were all just every one of the 16ths covered, it would just been.
Right.
And yet, you know, later in those feels, he will give you some of that. He'll go.
Right.
But even then, he puts slides in, he'll just miss maybe one of 12 or something. You know, he'll go. He'll slide earlier or something. He doesn't just sit and go. This figure drawn from a pool of one yander, two yander. He's taking this out and he's going.
Cool.
That's his favorite. He has a few variations on it. Now, if you speed the bass up, that jazz thing again.
Yeah, right.
But we're not talking about it. It's just the Bo Diddley thing.
Okay.
So that's good. You're understanding that. Number five, Tubi. This is a can of worms because sometimes this cut time stuff turns into sixteenths to my ear,
mm-hmm.
or it'll even turn into a bow thing. I don't know what happens, but for starters, there are two versions of it. Since you love that gospel thing, rolling New Orleans straight.
Oh, well, yeah, we've talked a little bit about
that's
that.
That's right, we have.
It's groovy.
You're so right to remember that. Dr. John Lennon mm-hmm. stuff. Rolling New Orleans. 1961 pop music. 1661 of the year of this thing.
Ernie K. Dowd.
All that, yeah, you're remembering very well.
Barbara Jordan.
Have you tried that radio show? Did I recommend that to you?
Yeah.
That KIEV Saturday night thing?
It's on tape. It's
yeah, okay, I'll say it again. I think they're still on from 10 to 11:30 on 870 AM, KIEV. Real conservative station from Glendale that doesn't know who these guys are, but they're getting it all. They're getting
get
on the air, so. Yeah, rolling. New Orleans straight. Eighth. Or straight, I'll just say straight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're really eighth notes. Or bouncy, bouncing.
Mm-hmm.
The bouncing one is definitely a big part of American lore. There's a lot of stuff with both. Examples. We have it on another tape. I won't take too long
just
because we have plenty to go. So. Okay, if you go. There's a tendency, if you let yourself, you're real relaxed, and just tap here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, now speed it up. You've heard a lot of stuff
mm-hmm.
like...
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Half notes.
Right.
Such a cool feel, that New Orleans thing. It's hard to top. I don't know if anything on the list is any better for feeling than this. Now, the same thing bounced is also groovy. It's just... I think it actually loses something in power when you bounce it, which is funny, because usually when you shuffle things, they get strong.
Right.
But there's one other thing that loses some power, surprisingly, Mark. This may make you think I'm a little weird to say it, but when you rock and roll in straight eighths and change them to shuffle, I think you lose something.
Mm-hmm.
If a song is so potent and straight,
right?
If it's just coming down the highway,
oh yeah,
and suddenly you change,
oh yeah.
As cool as this is, I'm not sure it's as strong and vital,
right.
An amazingly overpowering rhythm as the straight version.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not always like straight means worse. Because
no.
I used to think, I figured when I started doing this research, I said, well, straight's always going to be a little tamer and lamer.
Mm-hmm.
Tamer and lamer, then.
Not necessarily.
But it's turned out not.
Mm-hmm.
So, groovy. So, you understand
okay.
there are two basic forms.
Yep.
Song examples, all those ones we talked about just now.
Right.
Things like Bad Moon Rising has a strong two beat groove to it. Some Beatles, Ubla Dee, Ubla Da's a fast boom.
Right.
Ubla Dee. How does one know where the half notes or quarters? It's somewhat of an arbitrary decision.
Mm-hmm.
If you find yourself wanting to have two different taps, like you really want to tap something that could easily be heard as quarters. When I was doing this, speaking of tempo, part of me wants to tap right there.
Right.
Tap quarters, right? But if I just hear the bass and he's going, if I let myself go here, I'm not back in the pocket. I gotta find it again, damn it. It's tricky for me. We're both tapping half notes. We're both tapping here for the tape.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, clucking away inside there are those quarters.
Right.
How do we know that those are quarters? Well, these are awful slow to be quarter notes, man. I've never seen printed music where these are, for groove tunes, where these are considered quarters, that even come together would have to be boom, boom, bang. And then it turns into sixteenths. It's too slow to even want an eighth note of song at that feel. These others are quarters. These are eighths, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't have any dynamic music usually at that speed. Although there is a way to cheat it. You'd have to go...
Mm-hmm.
Putting some ghosts up that are faster.
Right.
In there.
Right.
Now suddenly it becomes extremely dynamic.
Uh-huh.
That's because the implication is that there's really...
Mm-hmm.
And sixteenths again. A lot of it has to do with the feeling you put into it. but a lot of it is the meter itself, mm-hmm. the groove and the meter. So yeah, if you start with a bass like this, just sing stuff or take a song. What's a song you like to untame, like to add some bluesy funk to that's already kind of not with that? Christmas song maybe?
Sure, to try it.
Let's do it. You say one. Let's see if we can do it. Any song in Christmas time that you
Christmas
like?
Song.
Oh, the Christmas song?
Yeah. I heard like a country version of it last night on TNN or whatever that is. It's pretty good, but it was like real country, sort of.
Can you feel this? That this is now the other thing in two beat that distinguishes it is not just the oompa bass, but it's the hesitation bass figures too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember us discussing that? Okay,
a little bit.
Just make a little note of that. But bass, either oompa. It's the only feel I know where oompa is okay. I mean, as far as a total groove thing, where you're happy about it. Is a cool thing. I mean, it's fine in a polka, but it's not.
It's cool. I didn't grow up with polkas.
Same.
You know, my forefathers in Germany, just like the coolest thing, man. The newest polka around the block, and they were like the happiest tuba player around town.
Must have been groovy to be,
yeah.
It's hard to fathom a world without. Imagine that in that world they heard nothing like any of the stuff that we're all in love with.
Right.
All this was not exist, which means what if we keep going, like a century from now, they'll go. Imagine those guys not having such a
Yeah, we'll be in a little time capsule. Our forefathers in Germany, the Telecaster?
They actually had strings back there? Why would they have messed with strings?
Right.
When you can just
you
simply...
You can't hear them.
You just simply attune the mind's frequency to all 24 notes in the chord and play.
Yeah. Can't hear a string. Guitar?
Look at this cat's pass. Unbelievable. The guy was going out of bounds. He bounced past it. Another guy tipped it. It flew in off the floor. That's a wild shot. Okay, so the last thing, briefly, the stone quarter note grooves, which I started to say no, and then I realized I should add it. Penny Lane type song. It's in key of B.
Okay.
Penny Lane, if I say tap, I swear almost everything is quarters.
Yep.
Sure, there's a little da 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 da, which makes it a march when you have a little shuffle eighths in between the quarters, but primarily it's quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Another tune of that era that did this. Like this.
Fell out of bed. Da,
da, da, da, da. That's right. The middle of that song. Here's another one that you've heard. Imagine me and you.
Right.
It became a thing right around that time period where groups were, I don't think they knew they were doing a march, but that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's the American form of the, I mean, and John Philip Sousa, 50 years early, was a big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's like going,
No.
I mean, it doesn't need it.
Mm-mm.
I mean, Penny Lane's a happening thing.
Yeah, it likes, you know, I used to bum when I would, like, be in a band and we'd do a tune like that and they go, take a solo, and I go, why?
Why? Because it didn't need it, you mean?
Yeah.
That's a mature thing in your mind.
It's like, well, you don't need the solo on every tune, especially this one.
Penny Lane, Happy Together. Okay, that's all we need there. Mark, we're ready to talk about what you really wanted anyway, and this was something that just happened tonight.
I want that too. It's just an odd
story. But I mean, you didn't come in the door with this, so. Okay, practice. That's it. Marks. Practice schedule.
You're going to set up parameters, I guess.
Now I'm going to write some stuff in pencil because we may have to erase, and then I'll start darkening. Tell me how much time we got to make this out for. Either on a daily, let's say daily. Or bi-daily, meaning like you might change it every 2 or 3 days. You might have to round-robin things that you can't get to everything each day. We got to figure out. First, how much time do we have for Mark?
I'm trying to get...
allowing for fun now. I'm not going to include fun on this.
I would like to plan for a 3 to 5 hour schedule. Whether that's achievable, I don't know. That's what I strive for.
Or what we're going to call it is 4 hours.
Okay.
We're just going to flat out split the difference.
Now, whether that's achievable or not, I don't know. I might get 8 hour days. I might get 4. I might get 2. I need to filter that out.
This is our trial run
for
the moment.
Exactly.
That's what we're
going to
do.
I'd rather have more work than less.
That fits with your nature. Okay. So now, knowing that, what we say is, let's go for the big, important stuff first.
Mm-hmm.
Important is like if you only had a year left to live, God forbid, and you said, I want to make my mark in this world and leave something that'll make me feel good as well as others. I'll put it on my show. Yeah. Suppose it was me, because mm-hmm. I don't want to even throw that analogy at you. Let's hope you have 100 years left if you want. And so I said, Ted, man, what are you going to do with your music? I know me, being a teacher, I'd do more research, but
mm-hmm.
I'd also want to play, put down more lasting stuff.
Right.
Like even stuff like this. Just say, here's how I feel about New Orleans. So you would go for
I like concrete. Research, first of all. I really do. I would like to see... I would like to have some projects. Like, I would love to have some projects like, you
really?
Know... Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, well, the first one is the one you mentioned. There's a little book you can buy. Oh, do you have... You have lots of old records, right? You can just do it through the records. Mm-hmm. But if you start wanting to get... Do you have any of those Norman Knight books?
Mm-mm.
Oh, boy. You're going to like them. This is a book that only costs about maybe $8. Mm. It's a small book. I say only because you and I have paid mm-hmm. $30 for books.
Right, exactly.
Worth. Do I have it in the car? Did I bring it in? Well, I have the old version of it. It's the same thing. What is that, baby? Here it is. It's been updated. It says Billboard Top 1,000 Singles. What it does, it just gives you by year...
Uh-huh.
The top charted songs. It has enough. It's just not everything you'd want from this year, but it's enough to remind you. And you go, oh, yeah, what did that sound like? You remember. Everybody's something.
Okay.
You say, quick. Now, what? You got like maybe 20 seconds to give yourself the answer.
Right.
Saying, which feel? And you got to nail it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, everybody's moving now. Come on, I'm so far in with me.
Sure.
So which one is that one, Mark? You'd have to think.
Oh, I see, as far as rhythm.
Oh, yeah. What did you think of that?
I was just sort of. I was just sort of phased out there.
Oh, okay, no, that's your project, is to decide which rhythmic type it's in of the seven. Okay. So the first thing is to chart where your foot is, where it loves to be. Now, allow for splitting the time in your foot. You might have to say, maybe I'm just being totally wired and that's where
I'm at. Straight eights?
It is, exactly.
Okay.
I just want to make this clear, too. Let's suppose in that song that originally it had been heard, everybody's looking at, and everybody goes, boom, 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 and we all heard the bass there. You probably want to go, everybody's. But if you're feeling active and healthy and happy, even if you heard it that way, you might start tapping the in-between one. So you'll have to make the decision.
Okay.
If you find you're tapping in half time, and that you grew up, and it is, in fact, that way on the record, then it is truly... a cut time or half time tune.
Mm-hmm.
Chubby. But if it isn't, it isn't. You know?
Okay.
Most songs in American music are not. Not the American music you love. Country music, old country. So don't, if you end up with tons of two beat, something's gone funny.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll work on that.
Okay, so what, well, let's, okay. What, why don't, can I, should I do like, can I, or like, let's say.
By the way, the other term for two beat, I forgot to mention. It defines it in a few words and explains it to halftime bass.
Mm-hmm.
If you take, when I take you out in a swing, you ever heard that old plucking
right,
tune?
Right.
Yeah, Mark's doing it. This is where the song feels like, if you're wired, where my hand's tapping.
Mm-hmm.
Mark's foot is here. So the bass is halftime to the groove that's actually going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when you're stuck, sometimes that can pay off, to think of it in those terms.
Mm-hmm. So, should I take, like, let's think of something here. Like, I'm just thinking of the resources I have.
Records, tapes, CDs, or books?
Records, CDs.
CDs.
Like, I have... would it
CDs are great.
The Stax and I have the Stax anthology or the Atlantic anthology. Would R&B be a place to start or not?
It ain't bad. The only thing is you won't get as many diverse things, but you know what? It'll challenge the shit out of you, because even within that world, there's plenty of diversity. If you went to pop collections like Billboard Greatest Hits collections,
I have
stuff,
some of that.
That's when you get much more diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the way the American thing was, it exploded and all kinds of styles showed up. Simon Garfunkel next to Otis Redding, you know, and stuff.
So maybe I could sample that. Like, okay, what about, should we pick Is it a year or years or...
Start with the years that you remember.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, like if you start remembering songs from, say, 59 on, that's your year to start with. The rest of the stuff's meaningless for now because you want all the tunes.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
Okay.
It really works that way. When they start going back to 53, I just don't know those tunes.
Okay, and I like this. This is good. And this is sort of it's a project away from the guitar, but it's a music project.
You probably end up with the guitar with this sucker too, man.
Because
you'll check and you'll say, let me strum along or try this thing. But it is essentially a non-guitar dependent thing.
Right.
So this is on the list.
It's a good listening project too.
Let's start though with number one, because this is still ancillary to the main thing, which is repertoire. Isn't that your main thing still, solo guitar?
Yeah.
Isn't that the first thing on the list?
Yes, I don't want
to force that. That's not true.
I need to build repertoire to play.
Our goal, now we have to have concrete goals here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to work the best. We agreed earlier.
Right.
Since the starting a new year, we'd like you to be able to, we're shooting for by spring that you have enough songs to go out and play.
So let's say 40 songs, is that what you
said? I think 40 songs, That means that even 30 would be sufficient, frankly, if you have to come on the short side.
Mm-hmm.
That means that the songs have to not be over in one chorus, which means we're going to have to still be talking about how to extend
intros, interludes, things like that.
Change of keys,
rhythms. Beautiful.
The main thing that happens is the change of
rhythms. That's
when you change keys and rhythms both at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely fresh in there.
Yep, that's true.
Mm-hmm. It really extends the possibilities of your arrangement so much. Let's see what they say about Jack Nicholson. He's always a good actor.
I hear that's a good movie.
It's funny, I heard Danny DeVito talk about Jimmy Hoffa saying how much he loved it, respected the guy and stuff. And I always had heard bad words about Hoffa. It shows you that the media gives us one side, I guess. Solo guitar. So
okay.
We have to be taught our goal by spring or sooner.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's reasonable, given how much time you're going to be putting in.
Yeah, I hope so.
It ain't going to take till summer.
I hope not. But
if it does, it does. It'll surprise both of us. But I think spring is reasonable. You don't have some things coming up in the next... spring, I mean by April or something, you know? In the months of January, February, March.
The only thing that can get in my way is work, you know?
Think about 30 songs. If you have... Let's stretch it to the... It can go to the end of spring, Mark.
Like, these are the ones I've been working on.
Think about this concept. If you have 25 weeks, let's say 25 weeks, let's make it 20. That's like 40% of the year. The 12-month year, 40% is like, what, 5, almost 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
That's too much.
Well, like...
If you have 3 months,
mm-hmm.
that's 9 weeks. We're asking you to get... real strong on 3 songs a week. Is that too much? Maybe we should...
Might be a tad.
Okay, let's change it then. Okay, here we go. New goal by summer.
Right. Okay.
No, actually, I want to set a more immediate goal.
Okay, yes.
A more immediate goal. By Valentine's Day,
mm-hmm.
I want 10 songs.
Okay.
I think you have... I think you can do it.
Right.
I
mean, 10 new songs?
No. I want you to be able to play fluidly through it and not be saying, well, I kind of got to work on this part.
Okay.
Even if it means you change my or your arrangement to make it playable, I'd rather hear playable and Ray doesn't approve of every single chord than...
You want to hear music.
Yeah, we don't want to wait for profundity because that may not visit just yet.
Okay.
So new goal. Okay, we got to change it now. We need some good short-term goals here.
That's good.
I was faced with that this weekend. Jackie and I are going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Ted? You must get some Christmas arrangements together. You must review the keys of Jackie's and the song. No if and or but, otherwise I could screw her up.
Right.
Goals are good that way.
Right. I have no problem with that.
Let's see if Robin's going to be on here.
I just get so...
That's what we needed. Jay, you better come out and say funny stuff. No, he's not beholden to me. His humor is usually at the expense of other human beings, but what the hell. He can be really brilliant, too. Solo guitar, new goal. By Valentine's Day, 10, flowing.
What is that? Mid-February, something like that?
14th.
Okay.
10 flowing songs, even if for now each is only 3 to 5 minutes. Okay. That's still plenty good.
That's a long time.
If you play one chorus of a tempo song, it's over, usually the average song in maybe a minute, minute and a half. Means you're going to have to change the rhythmic type or the key or
key
both.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Or do variations.
You have to use this. But you'll see,
improvise.
You know, you suddenly go, again, don't shoot for profundity. I'll settle for midline sophistication. I really will. I'm not looking for Bill Evans.
Okay.
I'd rather have you just have something that sounds decent.
And right.
That you can play and be sad. Say, Ted, you know, I'm not proud of it yet, but it sure makes me happy if somebody else.
I'm slowly convincing myself that that is a good way to go.
I've had to do it.
I know, but it's like I've been so, you know, and to know it's got to have all this great sound.
It's got to be high art, man, or
yeah,
like Miles Davis,
yeah,
man. If it ain't high art, I don't want to deal
with
it.
Yeah, that's sort of, you know, but
it just kills spirit.
It's not
so
the bottom line.
It hurts people so much if they don't have it right away. They got to wait. Man, you've got to wait 10 years in jazz to get that. So,
right.
It's so discouraging.
Oh, well.
Anyway, this is not, you know, I have a lot of people playing solo guitar arrangements where, not a lot, but enough where they're playing a mark and people can enjoy it. And
right.
It's nothing brilliant, but it sounds musical. And that outweighs the downside of not getting Davis's monthly check because he admired you.
Well, the thing is what the deal is use them as use that as a base to grow on.
You've said a very smart thing.
Right.
Okay, so that's our goal with solo guitar.
Okay.
That's number one on the list. You can actually darken that in now. What would you like number two?
What do you think I need?
Okay.
You know,
I'll be fair.
I love harmony and progressions.
I'll be fair. I'm trying to think of a sensible answer.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It's putting a lot on me to try to select from all things in the universe,
but it's
still my job, and I should
be
able to come up with something. What does Mark need for health and happiness here in the domain of guitar
practice? You've heard me play. You know my thoughts. You know, sort of. I'm sure you got a good feel of where I'm coming from.
Have a good feel about myself. I have the right pen right now. Theo, what'd you do with that pen? Hey, there it is. Is this sneaking by me?
But I also, I mean, and can I have your help? I'm always worried about repertoire, meaning I'm not exposed or I don't know.
Play songs you love, man.
Yeah.
For now.
But I bet you there's a lot of songs that I know I don't know that I love if I heard it. But I haven't heard it yet.
You've just joined the human race, so I don't know anybody that doesn't fit.
Okay.
I've had these magazines sitting here, all these, for about a year. So I'm supposed to read them, because I love what's in them. I put them especially close by.
You're going to get some time.
They were so close. I forget who they are. I don't see them. I'm looking around for stuff.
Right.
Sometimes we expect too much out of desire for excellence, you know?
I agree.
I'd rather settle one notch lower these days if it's still decent. If the choice is nothing, you know, like you don't go out and do anything, because I waited a long time to go out and play with Jackie because I wanted us to know what we were doing. That's fair. But if we'd waited till I felt excellent, we wouldn't have gone out for another year. That would have been, I finally had to come to grips with that. I think I know where to look now. I just caught a vibe about over on that pink reference book. There it is. I just need a medium point thing so it. These others look like first grade pens sometimes, and they're the same typeface as this. It's better if we have different. Okay. So this is our first goal on the, that's what I'm calling it. Second area. 12, 8, and 16, since you've asked, are form as manifested in the blues.
Okay.
Blues is a separate thing, but it becomes integrated later with your solo guitar. You just start, instead of only doing tunes, you just start doing blues.
Right. That's got a little soft.
First 12 bar will cut it.
Okay.
But it doesn't hurt if you want, if you get bored, you say all of it's sounding too much the same. Of course, you're going to try different rhythms. It's amazing what a 12 bar blues can sound like through all these different fields. Jesus.
You saw a 12, 8, and 16 bar blues.
Yeah. Okay. Now, 8 and 16, you don't have much experience with intellectually, I believe.
Probably not.
Those are song form.
Right.
So, like if you play a thing that went, like I think Hallelujah is an example of a 16 bar form. Yeah. That's 12 bar, amazing. That's a 12 bar form, Hallelujah. Let's look at Amazing Grace for a second. Bar 5, bar 6. So you say, well, that's a song. Wouldn't that just go in my songs? Yeah, but you could use that form. You could just say, I'm going to mess with that form. I have to start pulling my blues up so I'm ready to become just an improviser. Because you just seem to love blues.
I do,
any form. Granted, gospel is always not blues, but they're so related.
Just, yeah, that's it. It's just the... It's,
blues and gospel.
You know,
blues and gospel.
And it's like simple, but it feels good.
Sure does.
You know, it's nothing sophisticated about it, but it sure feels good.
Now, how would you go about it? Eventually, after you start on 12 for a while, until I see you next, but if you can't have luck on your own with 8 and 16, I will write you exact chord structures to work from. I'll say, this is the assignment this week in the 8-bar form. You're going to work in this key, at least three keys, with these changes, a one major to a three minor.
Okay, good.
So that becomes like a structure.
Let me do the research on the 12 bar. Yeah. I got an idea of that.
Yeah. Think about, please, changing the feels and the tempos. Don't get stuck in just swing jazz only.
I'm not going to, Ted, but can I just tell you right off?
Sure, sure.
I'm going to need, that's going to be a, that I see that area, an area which I'm going to work on, but
it's going to take a while.
It's a tough area.
But you know what? It's not as tough as you think. You have straight A's. You just have to remember that straight just means...
It's going
to
take discipline.
That's true. We're just dividing it up into two parts. Shuffle Ace, we're just doing this.
Okay.
Area 3 was a real ball of stuff, but essentially it came down to a few gospel feels. One was beats of 3 in groups.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 1.
Right.
The other was beats that were not so fast, but they had triplets inside of them. Those are the two biggies that you would like the most.
Okay. So the 12 bar blues, I'll
if you
research.
Put that in a gospel 3 or a gospel 6-8, you would dig it, man. You'd love it. 16ths, that's for when you really want to get that R&B thing out. I don't know what song you would have that you could play and keep the melody in there, too. Maybe more for your general knowledge right now to just play with it because it feels good.
Right.
And it's good to know, but... it's tough to get the melody and groove in 16ths like that, but it's not impossible. It ain't, and I used to write it off, but I find it's not. You can't necessarily do it all with a pick.
Right.
Maybe you have to use your fingers.
I don't use a pick hardly at all, but we'll see how it goes. So
the 2-beat, 12-bar blues, that way I put that thing down before, that the New Orleans, when it started to finally happen early on, it was, took about a minute, and then it started to be, I don't know about... Shot of your smile and a Bo Diddley feel, but I mean they're
I could see a break.
You know what? Any song could be done in Bo Diddley.
Yeah.
It's just some of them are, most of them would make for chuckles. It'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost comical.
You won't want to open that up on you know, your main set, dinner set.
Mark plays the Lawrence Welk
at the warehouse
circuit, and they all say, we're so happy he's playing this pretty ballad.
The Ventura Club, you know.
Is that a real swanky white?
No, it was here. I remember last time I dropped someone off there. It was like for 60-year-olds and above, all okay. Retirement community.
That's funny, yeah. Okay. That's the opposite of my song. I think I told you that I was starting a list of song records you'll never hear.
Oh, God, good.
The Lennon Sisters live at the Apollo.
Uh-huh.
Or you could say Florence Henderson live at the Apollo, if you know where I'm coming from.
Uh-huh.
Charles Keating, you know who he is?
Yeah.
Charles Keating and San Quentin singing, on Talent Night, singing Brother, Can You Spare a Dime?
A dime, right, there
I don't
you
think
go.
They're going to record that one.
No.
I think you'll be able to sing it. Things you'll never see.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, third area.
Right.
You got a four-hour, we're calling it four-hour total daily, if you get lucky. Maybe more.
Yeah.
More. This is our goal. I'll just again write goal. It's a goal.
Mm-hmm. Sal Marquette, Sal whatever, the bone player, isn't he a trumpet player?
I don't know. I haven't paid attention to this gentleman yet. I've seen his face. So anyway, you want more? Should we
play Yeah,
more?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I want something, you know, harmony, progression, voicing, sounds.
Okay. I don't want to put emphasis. Okay. I'll be willing to include it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you end up with, as Mr. Turnaround but can't play enough tunes.
Okay, I understand.
It has to be...
All right.
Mark, I have withheld many, many hours of desired turnaround studies just to get more repertoire.
Right.
Because I realized way long time ago that that was more important.
Mm-hmm.
But it sure is no good if you don't have things to say in there, and that's where you've got to keep studying harmony to have more to say.
Right.
So.
Well, that's what I mean. Maybe, and we could use the tunes as examples for chord substitution, things like that. Harmonizing melody. That's what I would love to be able to have a good skill.
Okay, that's a fair request. Let's think about how to make that fit into your schedule at all, if we can do that right away.
And the ability to, voice studies, we talk about working with inner voices and all that other fun
I'm
stuff.
I'm showing this tape off
Please.
Now.
Yeah.
You're getting serious now.
Okay.
Third area. Turn around, because you need them in your songs all the time. They come up in every song, it seems, just about. Turn around formulas. And use, and manifestation. Because you got to manifest them, something's on the board. For usage in the tune.
Right,
usage
exactly.
In the above, I'll say, because it's in both categories, the blues too. So I'm going to write you formulas. I'm going to write you a bunch of them. And we're going to give you some parameters.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to use, I'll use one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I can shut the tape off again.
Sure.
Okay, we're back and we'll talk about this practice schedule page. Area one, we already mentioned, solo guitar. We've got concrete goal. There are 10 songs by Valentine's Day.
Whoa, okay.
Area two, 12, 8, and 16 bar form manifested in the blues and gospel style, either one.
Mm-hmm.
You'll do some work on that and see what happens. Turnaround formulas manifested and for using them in the above, especially in tunes, you'll and blues, both, actually all this stuff. Everything above will need turnarounds. Categories of turnarounds before we talk about how to make this come to life. I mean, if I moved to China instantly by some time warp, you'd still make this thing happen.
Right.
But we'll have some strategies.
Okay.
But before we talk strategy, let's just talk what is, what's on the paper, and why it's grouped the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
The top three ones are formulas based on 1-6-2-5 that I've had more use for than the other forms of 1-6-2-5.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning one and then a six dominant, then three different types of two chords. Minor sevens, dominant sevens, and half diminished.
Okay, gotcha.
In the realm of, say, take a two dominant seven chord, you can play them straight, You can play them with overtone, extension, meaning sharp 11,
okay, good.
Or you can alter them.
Okay.
Two Dominant loves all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
You can extend, obviously, the minor 7 chord, but you can also extend the half diminished chord with 11s and not natural 9s,
right,
or flat 9s.
Mm-hmm.
Even flat 13 might please you there. The one chord in a blues setting, to make a one sound bluesy, you make it Dom, yeah. But for now, we'll settle for just calling it one, just to get it off the ground, because we have some others that are going to sound bluesy over. And below it, I've written three different forms of 3-6-2-5 that I've had the best luck with. I was just trying to think about what am I doing when I'm improvising.
Beautiful.
So 3-6-2-5, the first one is a symmetrical one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't write a diatonic 6 minor 7 anywhere. That's because they come in songs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put them in the turnaround as well, it lessens the impact when they show up again.
Okay.
They sound too much like the harmony of too many songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that 6 dominant doesn't show up too, but 6 minor is just so prevalent in American songs. And often as a tone center too.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
how it is.
Right.
It's not a long modulation in many tunes, but it's certainly a temporary tone
mm-hmm.
center at least
mm-hmm.
in many, many, many standards, mm-hmm. maybe half of them or more. We don't have any tone centers of 6 dominant, except for when you linger in, say, a bridge of I Got Rhythm at a slow tempo
mm-hmm.
of 3-6-2.
Right, okay.
But there aren't many keys of 6 dominant.
No.
So we can use that chord more easily. That's what
mm-hmm.
guys do. Herbie Hancock, back to Fats Waller. 3-6-2-5, where only 6 and 5 are dominants.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely common. Not
mm-hmm.
just for the symmetry, but it just sounds natural.
Right.
You get these. Do you know how it sounds in your mind already? Probably not, right?
Try it.
Let's say we're in the key of B flat. So 3-6-2-5 with minor dominant, minor dominant goes. These are thumb tone lines, or guy tone lines, rather. Two voice comping.
Okay.
If you had to comp with just two notes.
Right. Okay.
Answering bass.
That's cool. Yep.
You can do that sometimes. That's about texture. There are 9 main areas of music. We may have discussed them already. There are only 9 biggies. One of them is texture.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that tonight.
Okay.
But one of them is texture. It changes things when I start changing them from blobs. Even if these are swinging.
Right.
Swinging.
Mm-hmm.
They're swinging them.
Mm-hmm.
That's different than hearing counterpoint lines.
Right.
You add the bass back. With a little walking maybe. Or even without, just... talking, dialogues, you know, which is almost getting us to how to manifest this stuff. But 3 half diminished
mm-hmm.
and 2 half diminished, both of those separated by doms.
Okay.
That's, let's get the key. Here we are. So if you hear... Those come in the songs, in other words, but also as turnarounds. Let's say you're playing You Are the Sunshine of My Life. Come on. We have a turnaround coming up pretty soon.
Yep.
I could have gone, if I was accompanying the melody instead of playing it. Minor 7, flat 5.
Right. Okay.
They're just all over the American lot. That's kind of a sadder sound.
Right.
When we included it with the 1-6-2-5, it's not nearly as sad.
Right.
The 3 heightens the sadness a lot.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear... It's just like a surprise chord on the 2, but when you have it on 3 also, it just dramatizes that effect, which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all dominants, 3-6-2-5, easy to remember.
Right.
That's one of the strategies, by the way, what I was just doing.
What was that?
That's a strategy.
Okay.
That was actually a way to deal with it.
Okay.
We're talking about. One, these are all dominants now for a bluer sound.
Okay.
One dominant sounds bluer than 3 dominant.
Uh-huh.
So when you start, we'll get you out real soon, Mike.
That's
1-7.
Cool.
Flat 7.
Okay.
Flat 6.
Oh boy, okay.
5.
Right.
What song is that?
That surf song.
A Walk Don't Run?
Yeah.
That's right. You can do it bluesy. Yeah, I'm just thinking of this as just blue in general.
Right.
It's got the basis for just three note seventh chords already if the right singer's in the room. It's just going to sound awesome. Mm-hmm. So just even with hipper chords. Every time there's a five, you can go from unaltered to altered, split it in half. You can go from sus to altered. That's a great sound. Mm-hmm. Very great to go sus and then altered.
Right.
Every time there's a five. One dominant to four dominant, flat six dominant to either five or flat two. Flat two. So those roots are, that's B and B flat. Or, that's like. It's kind of bluesy, isn't it?
The flat two, I love doing the altar, sharp 11.
So I'm sharp 11.
Yeah.
Next side of it, over on the far right, the pretty ones, like a West thing.
Yep, love that. Like that. Yeah, I like it.
Do you know this one, this formula?
Not the last one, flat 7, flat 3, 5. I've met.
1, 2, flat 3, 7.
Yeah, I know that one.
So that's in
flat six, sure.
And then go into a flat six major. Right. It sounds like a temporary tone center in a way. Yeah, then a flat two major. It's just a very, very favorite of Wes Montgomery.
Right.
He adds more in there too. He adds extra chords, but this, he sometimes does it bare bones like that. Finally, a favorite of George Gershwin. You go down a whole step and you make that the five of the next chord. Mm. That's why I didn't put a seven on that flat three chord coming up. That's like a. Let's do it in a new key to hear it fresh. Let's say. So pretty, so different from that.
Now you're doing a flat three major.
Flat three major, stone major, like a major nine.
Right, right.
That was the key of G flat where I could use open. People say, oh, F sharp's not nearly as important as G or F, but for beauty it's maybe better because it's where, this is a statement I feel of truth about the guitar, it's not how many open strings you get as far as frequency, it's where they fall in the key.
And there,
have we talked about that?
No, but that's good. I understand it.
Because when they fall in those flatted degrees, they're so spicy and nice to hear them on the flat seven and
right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Thanks for understanding. Beautiful. So, how to manifest this stuff? Yeah. Here are a few alternative strategies.
Okay.
First, start with big, because you appreciate big chords. Mm-hmm. So start with normally huge chords that you play.
Okay.
When you do that, medium huge. I mean, they can be modest, but don't start with the little ones first. Save that for a little spice later.
Right.
If you want, well, let's just separate everything. First strategy, start with medium to large chords. Go for one chord per one chord form per chord change. Okay?
One
chord form per chord change.
Okay.
So there'd be four chords in each turnaround.
Right, okay, gotcha.
Make your melody stay in place if possible, just to see if it sounds good. Staying in place on the first turnaround would give us, put in G.
Okay, gotcha.
Didn't sound bad.
Pedaling the melody?
Soprano.
Yeah, soprano, okay.
Second strategy, ascend the melody by no larger than a whole step. Either half step or whole step.
Okay.
If I try to go E7, this won't work. I gotta come up at least a whole step. Mm-hmm. I'll go half here.
Gotcha, gotcha.
If I did go a whole step on the A, just like I'd done on the E.
Very good. I like it.
Strategy 3, go down no more than a whole step.
Okay. Right.
So 1, 6, 2, 5.
Oh, very good.
3, 6, 2, 5. It could get really wild,
sure.
Like that. If you want it less wild, it was the top note that made it sound so ultra wild.
Right.
Those interlocking major seven intervals, mm-hmm. that note in the key. Yeah. Yet, it's kind of groovy. Mm-hmm. The faster you play things, the more people can object, including yourself. The more we get out, we go, hey, that's kind of groovy.
Yeah.
Kind of wild. But normal would be Joe Pass.
Right.
Joe would do that.
Uh-huh.
Now, that was, I broke the rule because
right.
I couldn't resist. If you hear a blue line that you can't stand not to put in, go
right.
ahead.
Okay.
But start out with a stretch, like that was all,
right.
I should have said either there or there by the rule of no more.
Unless something just
so it knocks you out.
A big fan train comes down and knocks you on your butt.
Thank you. So when okay. you saw me playing and I went earlier, I did something like this and I went,
right.
and I said that's one of the strategies.
Right.
Okay, now another thing to be thinking about.
But that was quite contrary, wasn't it? The bass is going down your melody.
Thank you. Another thing to be thinking about is should I have the root and the bass?
Yeah.
For starters, most assuredly you should try.
Okay.
Because you don't want to not know how to put the root and the bass and make it sound groovy.
Mm-hmm.
But when you've eaten up a lot of ground, you say, let's try some inversions today.
Right.
I'm going to settle for no less than 3 or 7 in the bass on every single chord.
Okay.
If they don't, when you get to minors though, mm-hmm. go for 11 in the bass many times instead of 3. 3 in the bass is not so groovy for jazz voicing
mm-hmm.
on guitar, for lushness. It's cool for just, you know, inversion rows where it's
mm-hmm.
one of the pals
mm-hmm.
in the club. But
right.
you have to trust me on this for a while that
sure.
11 in the bass will treat you better.
Okay.
And you want to invite her over again.
Okay.
Okay. Minor 7 flat 5s. Anything you want to put in the bass
mm-hmm.
is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great.
I'll be happy if you do 1-to-1 melodies for now with these.
Okay.
It's a very strict regimen. I mean, when you're just going... Somebody said, what's the melody? It's just...
Mm-hmm.
It's even delay, like... So how come it sounds good? Because everything else about it is important too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the melody that we've been waking up in our dreams
right.
with wet sheets over,
mm-hmm.
God, I've been dreaming that melody all my life. No, but it's not a bad line in the assemblage of everything that's going on.
Right.
That thing about no more than a whole step really helps sometimes. So,
okay, great.
It makes you focus on first level foundation motion before you start trying
mm-hmm.
to go... You
sure,
know, all that,
sure,
that comes
sure.
later, man.
Sure, okay.
And frankly, a lot of those won't sound as powerful as just going, wah.
Right, right.
Wah. Just what amazing thing you can just,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like when you hit a great chord. You
sure.
don't always get the urge to suddenly add inner voices.
Nope.
And
nope.
That other stuff's great, but not.
Okay, I'll try, you know, I'm going to try and limit myself.
Of course. You must. That's the assignment.
That's
you gave me the reins, so I've got to insist that you follow the rule now.
Okay.
So we have to make a note that this is all one. We better write it in red so it just reminds, it peers at you.
It's
Mark, are you bringing the high metabolic rate to the board?
It's tough,
if it's
man.
Something soprano, just shift it to the other part of your hand, get the
mm-hmm.
bass moving around,
mm-hmm.
boom, deep, and boom.
I know.
You heard me adding little approach tones
mm-hmm.
in between the roots sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fun. You can hear them almost just by feel. You can just find them.
It's a lot of work on
we that. Asked me
yeah.
for a regimen, man.
It's cool. I'm going to, you know.
This may be our regimen for quite a while,
right.
but that's all right. Choose a different key,
mm-hmm.
either every day, every 2 days, or take one progression that you're in love with and put it through at least 6 keys. If you do that,
mm-hmm.
do the whole tone scale, one of the 2 different ones.
Okay.
If you decide to do a bunch of keys in one day, only do half.
Okay.
Because otherwise you don't remember it, Mark. But you can actually retain six keys in one day. Whole tone scale, either one has six keys.
Okay. I understand that. Now,
don't worry about V2 inversions or anything. We just said start big.
Okay.
Normal, medium to large, cool voicing. We want those turnarounds to sound...
I'm going to try. I mean, I'm not going to... See, the question is...
We don't want profundity. We want use of what you already know. Every chord I play, just about with the bottom. I'm going to say 5% exception, you already play.
Right. No, I understand.
What's troubling you? Something's definitely troubling you, I see it.
This is going to be a next phase of my study, meaning that the stuff that I'm working on now, that I have been working on, I'm going to do it if I have time, but it's not going to be the high priority. I mean, I still, like today...
Like what?
Today I did... you know, the seven qualities in V2, V4, and V5.
I want you to do those. Do those in the car, man, mentally.
Okay.
Mentally. Don't even
I've been doing them for about a year now.
I understand. But from now on, do them just mentally for a while. Your hands will be busy with other stuff.
And yeah, I mean, I have these progressions and these other things.
If I say 3, 6, 2, 5 V2 in the key of G, and I say start on fret 12 with that
V2,
B minor 7,
which is
top four strings.
Top four strings, right.
Say, just diatonic now, and D7... will just be a seventh chord for
right.
you. All diatonic. 3, 6, 2, 5.
What key?
G.
G.
So we just descend. We go bing, bong, 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 bing, bong.
Right,
bing,
right.
Bong, bing,
okay.
Bong. In your mind, you would see, because you don't have to play them anymore. Sorry, I was moving.
Right.
You'll be busy playing more important stuff for your goals right now. So don't feel bad about
I'm
that.
I'm not feeling bad. The problem is, not the problem, I just have to understand to let go.
Well, do it mentally. Don't let go.
Yeah.
Stay in touch once a week mentally. Called maintenance. Guitar is a maintenance instrument.
Yeah.
You got to always do maintenance.
Right, I'm not going to move forward if I don't do this. Because it's impossible for me just to add all the stuff on. That's been my problem.
No, we took the glass of water. We said, Mark has asked for a new regimen.
Yeah.
We're pouring it into another glass. We're keeping it in the fridge. But we'll only visit the fridge glass in a certain way at certain times.
Right.
That's what I think it's best for you
Good.
Now. I'm in agreement with your feelings about it.
I agree.
We're not just done quite yet.
God
darn it, what did I start to write now? I got to get it real straight. Oh yeah, about the melody in a different color. Here we go. One.
Let me.
Melody. Melody. It's very important now. Say to me what you think I want from you in the melody. You can word it in your own way.
Ascending, descending, no more.
I'm sorry, no. How many notes?
One per chord.
That's right. So one soprano tone only.
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing it in parentheses with an exclamation mark.
Okay.
That's how important it is for right now, Mark.
Right.
But you don't think that you should allow yourself that until you can master one, just one. Now you can restrike the one. You can go if you can't stand it. But I'm just as happy if you do this because you can give it air.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make you have to walk the bass, keep
which
the pulse
cool.
going, which is good for your solo guitar.
Okay, good.
But we can't have too much melodic activity when you're trying to learn everything else.
Right.
You won't process it.
Okay.
It's too much.
Okay.
Unless I miss my guess. Melody, one soprano tone per chord. It's that simple. Okay?
Okay, great.
That's why I wrote it in red. Of all these things up here, we just got to keep that straight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm happy. Now I'm just going to make some notes on your paper and you get to go home. Pay me for 2 hours.
Oh, I was going to pay you for three, Teddy.
Yeah.
We hit three. We hit over three, actually. Let me do that. Okay, I'd appreciate it.
We were here for a long time. Well, you gave me a present. Tell you what, give me extra half hour's worth, and we'll call the extra hour just a kibitz.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah, you got to give me a $10 if you got $10 on it.
In other words, we're meeting you on the halfway. Is that, you sure
that's
you're
fine.
Comfortable with that?
Yeah, that's fine. Great.
It'll come back to you, too, that you just were generous enough to even offer to pay me
for all
that time.
Man. That's good service.
Thank you very much.
I'm
trying not to jip myself either, but
please.
I don't want to take advantage that we sit and talk sometimes instead of music.
Yeah, but it
talking worked. Babes or something.
Yeah, which is a good subject.
Very much. Okay, now we Fine marked sheet. I won't have to make a lot of notes, just a few. Actually, I'll do it after you leave. So I'm going to put some potatoes in the oven and spend 5 minutes.
Cool.
We want to get out
another time. Oh, yes, the schedule is.
Thank you, sir.